Legal troubles continue to mount for retired Honolulu Police Chief Louis Kealoha and his wife, Deputy City Prosecutor Catherine Kealoha. Three counts have been added to the criminal conspiracy case against them, and a retired HPD major is being drawn further into the web around the Kealohas. Marcel Honore has the story in today's Reality Check from Civil Beat. Good morning, Marcel.
Morning, Chris. Happy Aloha Friday.
Yeah, it gets more convoluted all the time, doesn't it? And it seems to stretch further into HPD. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say. It is a bizarre case. I think is fair to say.
It just keeps
growing. In this situation, you had the U.S. Attorney's Office file what's called a superseding indictment, mm-hmm. which basically revises the indictment that had been filed back in October, and it adds three more charges to the original 20 charges in the original indictment.
Are conspiracy court cases of this kind, it really seems as if prosecutors are proceeding cautiously. Are conspiracy cases of this nature hard to make?
I'm not sure. They do seem to be kind of going along deliberately and very carefully in this. As far as this particular conspiracy case goes, they are gradually lumping in more people, more characters into the official indictment. In this case, they have basically drawn in further a former HPD major, Gordon Hiraishi, mm-hmm. who's one of the original four or five or so police officers who are believed to have helped and assisted the Kealohas in this alleged conspiracy. It was in January. He was actually looking to have a separate trial apart from this whole corruption case. What was released and what was filed yesterday actually lumps him in further in the main conspiracy. And the experts that I was talking to, who I was talking to yesterday, basically say that's going to make it a lot harder now for him to have that separate trial, and it gives him a lot more exposure in this case.
I'm wondering if he's being leveraged to become a witness against the Kealohas. Is that a possibility?
I'm not sure. They're really playing this one close to the vest. It also interestingly and significantly mentions Ranton Taito, who was one of the children, you might recall, who is believed that Catherine Kealoha is alleged to have misappropriated funds from their trust fund when she was the guardian for that trust fund. It now mentions one of those children, who's now, I believe, about 26 years old, by name in the indictment. He has a plea agreement when he pled guilty, I believe it was last month, and now you're seeing his name appear in how and the indictment explaining how they believe Catherine Kealoha allegedly compelled him and his sister to sign documents and make false testimony to the grand jury.
Just gets more complicated, doesn't it, Marcel?
Sure thing. Thanks,
All
Chris.
Right. That was reporter Marcel Honore with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.